Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Smell Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Boateng. This week, I'd like to share with you all an article which is titled, Will My Sense of Smell Ever Return? Olfactory Insights from COVID and Beyond, which was written by Joanne Silberner for NPR and recently published on May 8th, 2021. Joanne writes about her own experience losing her sense of smell many years ago and also shares with us some important resources about the sense of smell and how things stand today. Something that stood out to me from her article is that the data which is published by the NIDCD, which stands for the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders, on smell loss was last updated in 2019 before COVID-19. And the NIDCD is where all smell disorder stuff falls. Their statistics that they cite states that nearly 1 in 4 Americans, or 23% of people over the age of 40, report some alteration in their sense of smell, and almost 1 in 5 Americans, or about 19% of people over the age of 40, report some alteration in their sense of taste. However, if you drill down deeper into the source that they cite, you'll find out that those data were collected from the 2011-2012 U.S. National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. So that data is now 10 years old and doesn't take COVID into account. This highlights the need for updated data to be published, and I'm curious how this data has changed in the last 10 years, especially this last year in light of the pandemic. I'm also curious why the data focuses on those over the age of 40. So make sure that you go and check out this article and give it a read. The link will be posted in the episode notes as usual. You can also connect directly with Joanne on Twitter at jsilberner, and that's spelled J-S-I-L-B-E-R-N-E-R. Then let me know what you think of the article after you have the chance to read it. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I'm a big proponent of speaking about the importance of mental health, because living with a smell disorder can have a significant impact in your life. It can be an isolating and scary experience. I believe in the power of therapy, and that's why I recommend BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating within 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 15,000-plus counselor network, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log in to your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/thesmellpodcast, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Special offer for the Smell Podcast listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/thesmellpodcast. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. The Smell and Taste Association of North America, or STANA, is the first patient organization focused on smell and taste disorders in the USA. To find out more, visit STANA's website online at www.thestana.org. We've raised enough initial funds to start the process of establishing as a 501c3 organization, so thank you to everyone who has donated so far. We are still raising funds to help pay for startup costs, so if you'd like to help, you will find the fundraising website online via GoFundMe. Link to donate will be in the episode notes. For any questions, or if you'd like to get involved, please visit the website or email us directly at info@thestana.org. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the Smell podcast if you listen using iTunes. Reviews are helpful because they allow others to find the show. If you'd like to financially support the podcast, you can do so by clicking on the link in the episode description, and I truly appreciate your support. A huge shout out to everyone who currently contributes monthly to the show, because your generosity is what makes this podcast possible. Until next time, I hope you all have a great day.